Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
216-474-0092. Miles Garrett, Browns defensive end, who we all love and who I would love to see end his career in Cleveland, has issued a statement saying, I'll wrap up the final sentence here. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. Certainly his right to request. Certainly the Browns' right not to do it. Certainly the Browns' right to do it. And rebuild a team that's 3-14. Andy, you can look at this one of two ways. This is either like, oh, that's terrible, or oh my gosh, this is an opportunity to load up. Load up.
It is an opportunity to load up. It is an opportunity to make something good happen for this organization. Look, he doesn't want the bottom line. I'm not like it's he clearly is not happy with Andrew Berry saying that he was going to go to Canton, because that's a line that's in the thing. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. That's in Miles' statement. That's a straight shot. So the Browns need to turn the page on this quick and make a decision.
Spokesman from the Browns has come out with a statement saying that the stance has not changed on Miles Garrett, and quote, we aren't entertaining trade offers for Miles.
Okay. That's what I would expect them to do. You know why?
Because you don't want to lower the value.
There you go. There you go. That might be that still might be the case. Okay. That might be the case, but you know, just right off the top of my head, I just threw something out at you. Are other teams capable of pulling things like this off? Maybe, I don't know. Minnesota's sitting there with a first round quarterback who didn't play a down last year. They have two great wide receivers. Jordan Addison's really coming on behind Justin Jefferson, and they have a pick. And Kwasi Adofo-Mensah is their GM, who used to be the Browns' number two guy.
Yep.
You don't want to trade him, but by God, you got a number one wide receiver, a starting quarterback for a decade who's under a rookie contract, and a first round pick, throw in a second round pick in a draft that is full of running backs, and you need running backs, and you could use your own pick and take Abdul Carter. Immediately have Miles' replacement right there while adding a, you know, just whatever. Some players and a pick, two picks. I mean, I'd like to have him here.
I would too.
If he doesn't want to stay and they think they can work out something, you have an opportunity to load up. Marcus is in Aurora. Marcus.
Marcus.
Hey, guys. I saw this coming, you know, when Barry says he's not going to trade him. You know you had to be suspicious. But this is really the side effect of the Watson deal. And I know you got a caller said this Watson deal has nothing to do with this. Well, this Watson deal had everything to do with why he's out of here, because it didn't work out. And I'll tell you, if what do you guys agree with me? If the Steelers offer you two ones, you're going to trade him.
He is not going to Pittsburgh. He's not going to Baltimore, and he's not going to Cincinnati.
For two ones.
Someone else will offer you two ones. Somebody else
maybe.
Will. If he
maybe.
Comes back to haunt you twice a year, you will be sick to your stomach. They've got to send him to the NFC. End of story.
Well,
send him to the NFC.
Yeah, I would hope nobody's giving you three ones for him. And the sharp GMs are going to do their best to give you a one and a two, or maybe one and a couple twos. If you can get two ones, you go ahead and trade them. And I think Washington, Minnesota's good.
Tampa.
Don't forget Tampa. The Chiefs will probably get interested in this. And a couple other teams sitting pretty up high. In fact, the Eagles are going to need an edge rusher at some point.
But see, so Marcus, one thing about this, the teams you're talking about and the teams that he would want to go play for to try and win a Super Bowl don't have good draft picks. Which would mean to me, it's more than
ones.
No, you get players. You get guys who can play.
Hey, listen, you can do that. Absolutely, absolutely do that for sure. But you have to trade him. You can't bend over backwards for Deshaun Watson and not accommodate Myles Garrett. You don't want anything like that to happen. You have to be honorable and respectable. If he wants out, you got to trade him. I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, Marcus. Thank you very much. I think you'd be hard. Andy, you don't issue a statement like this. And sorry, by the way, this came out at 11 o'clock, right, Dan?
On the dot.
And guess what? Multiple outlets had stories ready to go. Correct?
Yes.
NFL.com had a story already written, and not written by Ian Rappaport, who reported it. It was written by Eric Edholm, who's been on our show a lot. This was planned. It was choreographed. It didn't just slip out. We have a printed, statement here. Nothing wrong with that. Miles is real serious here. I mean, he orchestrated this, right?
He did.
100%. First day of Super Bowl week, right?
Yeah, yep. And so he knows. And he's got all the media in one spot tonight.
And right? I'm not the least bit mad at him. I'm not mad at the Browns. You know what I am? I'm thinking, okay, spend a couple of days maybe trying to make it work. Doesn't feel like it will. You've got an opportunity here to load up. And Miles just took you off the hook because he said he wants out. Robert's in Parma. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Good news. My wife and I, we've been together for like 8-9 years now.
She wants
to leave me. She wants out. What a great opportunity for me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're looking at it that way. The glass is half full.
I understand you got to be perspective about it. You got to look forward. I'm just so mad at the Browns. I've just had it. We were in such a good situation. We went through the rebuild. We did all the right things. We acquired the picks. We got the talent. We got the rookie contract quarterback. And we just messed it all up. I understand you're trying to look at it as an opportunity, and hey, we got to find some way forward, correct?
Robert, they only won 3 games last year. That's what sucks. And so you got to figure out how are they going to do this. And if Miles, and it's not like I don't like Miles any less. I'm okay. It's business.
I have nothing against Miles.
But Miles doesn't want to be here. And from what I read, he's clearly not happy with the general manager. So,
and I think that's why he doesn't want to be here. Exactly from what you've read, and it's just mismanagement. It's mismanagement of assets, and it's the guy before, a few calls before, said, it has nothing to do with Watson. It has everything to do with how Watson has been handled. I don't know that, we can go back and say, oh, well, Baker was the perfect situation or something like that, and he was going to make this thing work out. But you've burned 3 draft picks trying to get this right in the trade. You've burned prime Nick Chubb. You're going to waste years of Myles Garrett where you had this generational pass rusher who we essentially have done nothing with. We got within, a missed helmet-to-helmet call of the AFC Championship game, and that was kind of it.
You mean like a Hall of Fame, like a Hall of Fame left tackle?
Yeah.
Whose career was stellar from an individual standpoint, but not a team. My buddy Jeff sends me a text. Said he wants a trade, but what if a losing team offers a lot? Does Miles' team say no? Or can the Browns just trade him to, example, Tennessee? Only a few teams in both conferences are title contenders. Jeff, that's very astute. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if a bad team gives him the best offer? What's Miles going to do there?
Yeah, I mean, Andrew's got to say.
Is he going to sit out?
Andrew's
or is he going to get that contract extension from a bad team?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team and stick around.
Yeah, Andrew's got to say that the our position hasn't changed. We're not trading.
He has to. You're right, Andrew.
And hey, by the way, everybody's listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you for tuning on in. We're seeing a lot of folks
by
are
all means,
on board with us.
Always
on the Odyssey
on the Odyssey app because you can take us anywhere.
Yep.
Easy way to do it. Rhino's in Central Florida this week, apparently. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen, ladies, hey, man. Good Monday to you. Never dull moment with the Browns. Another Browns therapy Monday, ironically.
Yes, sure.
I don't think it's coincidental. Not as saying, obviously, the trade in the NBA yesterday, but it's just obviously put perspective more so in Miles' brain and coincide with the Pro Bowl being around collectively the greats and obviously just envious to just seeing wherever they got this year and he didn't get anything. Jeff, you made a great points, man, 82 as well, but Jeff, you alluded to obviously a hypothetical trade with Minnesota. I'm all on board with that. That'd be phenomenal.
They're not getting J.J. McCarthy. Can we stop this? If Minnesota's not, they're not walking away from him. Dan, you want to back me up on this? Or am
I'm behind Andy.
I mean, we can hypothetical this thing into the ground.
What'd they win?
If 15, I'm Minnesota.
15 games with Sam. 15 with Sam.
They're not
Some guy
walking away
who never
him.
Sold his Sam Darnold stock doesn't realize that now might be the time to sell his
you
Sam Darnold stock.
You bring
stock.
Sam Darnold back, you won 14 or 15 games with him, you add Miles Garrett, boom. Now you're talking
they
right there, baby.
They were going to start J.J. McCarthy before he got hurt.
They were, yes. But then Sam won 15 games.
And hey, Sam will have a great career somewhere else.
Rhino.
Malping another team not winning the playoffs.
Gentlemen, I'm loving the glass half full mentality because I got that too.
Yep.
It's clapping your hands together, rolling up your sleeves, saying, yep. What do we got here?
There
like
we go.
A chess match type of thing.
Get
and again, there's plenty of upper hands here. You got
to
maximize it. Very better. Do his due diligence. If there's ever an opportunity to get respect back from the fan base, Barry, if you're listening, man, this is just gold laid out in front of you. So, man, please, for us, all of us Browns fans, just make this thing work and let's get winning back. Hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rhino. It's gold, Andrew, gold.
Gold. Oh, that was. Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, a little Andrew Gold. Nice,
thank
I got
you.
That. Yeah, see, I understood.
Golden Girls, whatever
yeah,
it takes.
There
man.
It is. Dan's in Lakewood. Dan.
Dano.
Yeah, guys, a couple of things. Number one, love Miles, but obviously he's not a team guy. He's a me guy. You need, I'm with you, Jeff. If he don't want to be here, let's get everything we can get from him. You might as well see if we can get anything for Denzel Ward.
Opportunity's knocking, Dan.
It is. And I kind of look at this as a good thing because I just felt that they were going to reach for a inferior quarterback in that draft just to make Miles happy and just to try to keep the thing from going down the tubes. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not, you know, there's not a quarterback, the top two or three that even interest me. So I think they did the right thing, and you got to rebuild. And if you don't want to stay, and I understand his point, I really do.
I do too. I'm not mad at him, Dan.
Well, I'm not mad at him, but I'm just wondering where his heart's been. He put up the plays, but couldn't he have done better if he was more into it? Who knows? We don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think you got to get rid of him. And Jeff, I'm sorry. You just ain't going to get McCarthy. I just don't see
Dan, I only. You want to know the truth? I threw that out for this reason and this reason only. I'm not just going to get personally. If I'm making the trade, I'm going to bring in young NFL talent and a draft pick or two. Because if Miles wants to go to a Super Bowl contender, well, they're not going to have very high draft picks. So that if you're the Browns, that's not worth your while. I don't want to pick in the late 20s for the best defensive player in the game. I want guys who can come in and help me win, because that's the idea here. You went from playoff team with 11 wins to non-playoff team, 3 wins, second worst record in the NFL, second pick in the draft. You need players. You don't need picks. If you can get a combination, all the better. Dane Brugler from The Athletic, who writes the Draft Bible and is all over the NFL, joining us at 12:20. What does this mean? Tell us about Abdul Carter from Penn State as well. Dane Will coming up at 12:20.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.